God bless you. Be seated. Let's say a few things and see if we could pray before we go to the communion. And if we cannot pray, we'll continue prayer tomorrow. Empowerment day number 24. Six more days. I don't feel like stopping. I wish we can continue. Is that right? The greatest testimony I have about this program is that, as for me, I'm more heavily minded. Like, it's as if we are living in another realm, another world. May God help us to continue this way. One of my secret prayers is that even after the empowerment, let me continue waiting on the Lord this way, because the benefits are too much. I'm seeing lives change. Several people, so in fact, it's as if some of us are just giving our lives to Christ afresh. The Lord will strengthen us all in Jesus' name. So let's briefly look at empowerment by sacrifice and see if we can pray, and if we cannot pray, according to that, you will shack the wine and go home. I'll come back tomorrow for our communion and feet washing. Tomorrow is a special service, so both communion and feet washing. And that's the only feet washing service we are holding this month. Don't forget, tomorrow is the last Friday of the month. Feet washing is usually second Fridays, but this one is a special feet washing service. So communion and feet washing. Wherever you are, if you are in Lagos, make sure you are in the church. If not, ensure you connect, and the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 50 and verse 5. Psalm 50 verse 5. It's a popular scripture. Gather my sins together unto... Who is speaking? Not just my sins. There's a semicolon. Then there's an emphasis. Those that have done what? Made a covenant with me. My sacrifice. God has his saints. Saints are the sanctified ones. The ones that God has chosen and sanctified. Not the way the Roman church teach it. According to the Bible, we are all saints because we have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. But out of these saints, God has a special people also. Those that have done what? Made a covenant with him by sacrifice. So the emphasis in that scripture is what? Sacrifice. Sacrifice. That means from the saints that are gathered, there are those that are going an extra mile. They are not satisfied in just being sent, just being like that. No. He said they made a covenant with him by sacrifice. Christianity is a faith of sacrifice. Everything about the Christian faith portrays sacrifice. In fact, somebody put it this way, that sacrifice is the bedrock of Christianity. Sacrifice is the foundation, the bedrock of Christianity. Because to save us, God sacrificed something. Our salvation is costly. Costly to God. It's freely given to us, but it's costly to God. To save us, God sacrificed. The most popular scripture in the New Testament is what? John 3:16. What does John 3:16 say? Can we have it on the screen? For God so loved the world that he did what? That he sacrificed. If you just really give, you might not know the weight of what God did. He didn't just give. Pastor Gabriel, give me 500 naira. Give me now. Check your pockets. Now, it's easy for Pastor Gabriel to give me 500 naira. I can't even ask him, give me a shoe. There's one day I forgot my belt. I asked you. You gave me a very good leather belt. You said I should even be going with it. But if you want to talk of sacrifice, let me... Okay, let me not go there. If you want to talk of sacrifice, I have to ask for something very costly. If I should say, Pastor Gabriel, give me $1 million. He's even saying it's not possible. $1 million naira is possible, but that dollars. Daddy is suggesting something else. Pastor Gabriel, okay, give your single brother here if your fiancé. No. Yeah. That's on a lighter mood. It requires, in fact, that's serious sacrifice, more than the one in Calvary. Abi. Praise God. So God didn't give. It was not easy. It was not find me transport fare. John 3:16 speaks of a serious sacrifice. In fact, see the way 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 puts it. The first one is John 3:16. The second one is 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. So that when the Bible says God gave his son, you understand better. Hereby perceive we the love of God. Because God did what? Whose life? God did what? God laid down his life. How my God died for me. How my God became my savior. God laid down his life for us. Okay, see Romans chapter 5, verse 8. He said, God commended his love. From verse 9 is my emphasis. Romans 5, verse 9. He said, for a good man, some would dare to die. Is it verse 9? Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Verse 7, rather. Verse 7, please. Romans chapter 5, verse 7. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But see what verse 8 says. It says, but God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. All I'm bringing out is that our faith is built on sacrifice. This church, the overseer has taught us time without number the symbol of our faith, which is the cross. The cross, among other things, is a symbol of sacrifice. Because the greatest sacrifice ever offered was offered on the cross. So when you talk about Christianity, you are seeing the sacrifice that God did for man. It's a faith that portrays sacrifice. It's a faith that preaches sacrifice. It's a faith that talks about sacrifice. The foundation of Christianity is sacrifice. Why? Because for something to live, something else must what? Die. In order for us, mankind, to live, God had to die. Christ died in order for us to live. Praise the living God. And it was not a sweet death. It was a very painful, it was a sacrificial death. Can you see it? For instance, we human beings physically, we live by food. If you decide to stop eating, you can only go so far. After 40 days, it turns from fast to starvation. Some people can abstain from food for 40 days. Only food, though, not food and water. Some people can. But after 40 days, it turns from food to starvation. Your organs will start dying. You'll start dying because you need food. Man shall not live by bread only. He didn't say man will not live by bread. You need food. You live by food. But the thing I'm picking out is for you to live, to have that food to live, something died. Our foods are made from plants and animals. For you to have that plant, for your rice, for anything, something died. For you to eat that meat, that fish, the cow died, the fish died. For you to eat egg, the chicken committed abortion. Praise God. So something has to die for something to live. That is how life is governed. Hallelujah. Amen. So when God is saying you should gather my people to me, but more specifically, the ones that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Because even God is a sacrificial God. Amen. Are we together? Amen. Even God is a sacrificial God. In fact, his attributes declare sacrifice. Because God is all-sufficient. He doesn't need us. But he wants us to partake of his eternal life. He wants us to share his glory with him. Are you saying sacrifice? If man ceases to exist, God remains God. So God doesn't need us. But in him, he loves to sacrifice. So we are talking about empowerment by sacrifice. Those that will see the best of God this year are those that have chosen to walk with God by sacrifice. That's what Psalm 50 verse 5 is telling us. Don't just be a saint. I'm covered with the blood of Jesus. Yes. Go the extra mile. Enter a covenant by sacrifice. When you say covenant by sacrifice, it's not that you come and start saying, I enter a covenant with you, O Lord. Your sacrifice is the covenant. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Amen. It's not for you to come and pray and say, Father, I enter a covenant with you today. Mm-mm. The sacrifice is the covenant. God is moved by sacrifice. So people that live sacrificial lives move God. Because they display his nature. They display his character. People that live sacrificial life move God. God is moved by sacrificial living. So this year, for us to be empowered, we are the bride of Christ. Our boast is in Revelation. For us to walk in power, for us to see the best of God, let us enter covenant by sacrifice. Let us live a life of sacrifice. That is one way to walk in power this year. You know, I discovered that many men that God blessed tremendously in the Bible were men of sacrifice. Do you know the story of Abraham? Everybody likes to claim Abraham's blessings are mine, but nobody likes to say Abraham's trials are mine. Abraham's testings are mine. You want to claim the blessing, but you don't want to claim the testing. But in Genesis 22, let's read Genesis 22. The Bible says God tested Abraham. You want Abraham's blessings. And it came to pass after these things. What happened? God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. Verse 2. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac. Why is that emphasis, the only son? By this time, he had cast away Ishmael. And he had not married Keturah by this time. Sarah was still alive. So he had only two sons by this time, Ishmael and Isaac. But don't forget, in the previous chapter, when they were doing the naming ceremony of Isaac, Ishmael was mocking. And Sarah saw it. Sarah said, For this house, he said, Cast out the bondwoman and her son. The son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with my son Isaac. As much as it displeased God and displeased Abraham, Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah. Because if I gave her to you, then I should be able to command you also what you should do. So Abraham had just one son this time, the promised son, Isaac. Because Ishmael was not reconciled with him. Ishmael was away. So you should know how precious the son he had waited for how many years. The promised son. The son of his old age. Abraham's blessings. Are you thinking now? Let's read on. So when he said, Take now thy son, verse 2, thy only son, Isaac. And this your son, Isaac, whom thou doest what? You love him. And get thee into the land of Moriah. And offer him there for a suya for me. I want to eat him. Verse 3. What did Abraham do? Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass. Are you seeing something? Before God could bring Abraham into a position of everlasting blessing. Because if you read down, it was in this chapter that God made a serious promise to Abraham. It was at this chapter that the royal seed was given. That's right. Christ. That's right. If you read down, before God could get Abraham to that level, he proved Abraham to be a man of sacrifice. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. He proved Abraham to be a man of sacrifice. What else? That was the most precious thing to Abraham. That's why we call it Isaac offering. That's right. That was the most precious thing to Abraham. That was his heir. That was his son. He was already an old man. And yet God required Abraham's blessings are mine. Anytime you're singing that song. Of course, we know Abraham's blessings. Thank God. We don't have to do the sacrifice that Abraham did because Christ did it for us. Somebody shout hallelujah now. That's, if not, me and you will not have any Abraham's blessings, so, because we cannot stand his test. But somebody stood the test. You know, when Abraham went to sacrifice Isaac, it was speaking of how God will sacrifice his son. Amen. Hope you know. Abraham took the sword. God said, your only son whom you love. And Abraham did it. Because the Bible said he received Isaac back as one that rose from the dead. He already took the sword to kill him. It was the angel of the Lord that held his hand. Speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, the first begotten, that God offered to have more sons. Praise the living God. Amen. Can you see? Sacrifice. So there are some blessings you cannot receive from God if you are not a person of sacrifice. There are some blessings you cannot receive from God if you are not a person of sacrifice. Why would God tell Abraham, I will bless you and make you, you will be blessed and you will be a blessing. I've always said there's a difference between you being blessed. But you being a blessing is that you are a channel that others are receiving from. Somebody that doesn't give out, somebody that is not sacrificial cannot be a blessing. It can be blessed, but it can't be a blessing. Are you getting it? You are blessed for yourself, but you're a blessing for others. Sacrificial living. So what I'm saying to us this evening, or what the Lord is saying to us, is that let's not just be saints and say, yes, we are saved, we are saints of God. If we want to see the fullness of the blessings of God, we must also be people of sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, let's look at a few things God requires for us to sacrifice. The first thing God requires is ourselves. Our bodies. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. The sacrifices we need to offer to God. Romans 12 1. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a what? He's begging you. Don't forget that this is written to believers. So he's begging you, a Christian, I'm begging you, present yourself, your bodies. Why body? Many people say he's talking of body. He didn't say spirit and soul. Body, because the body is the tabernacle, is the house, housing both the spirit and the soul. So when he's saying body, speaking of your entire being, present your bodies, yourselves, a what? A living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. Our bodies are supposed to, not supposed to, are to be offered unto God as a sacrifice. We are supposed to sacrifice our body. Praise the living God. See Psalm 4 verse 5. See what the psalmist says in Psalm 4 verse 5. Psalm 4 verse 5. Offer what? The sacrifices of righteousness. That's exactly what Apostle Paul is telling us in Romans 12. 1. That this body that you have is supposed to be sacrificed unto God. You know the meaning of that? Number one, it means that your body is set apart for God's use. It means that your body, yourself, you doesn't belong to you. See what Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He was bringing out something. He said, if one died for all, then all died. Verse 14, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. For the love of Christ constraineth us. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we are what? All dead. So I'm dead. I've died. Where did I die? I died with the Lord Jesus at Calvary. No, that's our position in Christ. And that is what we signify by water baptism. I die, I'm buried, and I resurrect with Christ. You see why Satan cannot mess us up. I'm dead now. You can't see me. Verse 15. What does the Bible say? Verse 15. And that he died for all. Now, he has died for us. That they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Are you seeing it? If Christ sacrificed his life for us, we should also sacrifice our lives for him. He sacrificed our life for us in death. We should sacrifice our life for him in living. That's why I said a living sacrifice. Because Christ was the death sacrifice, the sacrifice that died. But you and I, we don't have to die again because he has died for us. We have to live, but now we don't live unto ourselves. We live for him. Amen. And this is something that we must drive home. Because many of us take our lives, I belong to myself, my life belongs to me, and we live our life as we want. We must offer our lives, our bodies, in service unto him. We must consecrate our lives, our bodies unto the Lord. It is because we have sacrificed our bodies and ourselves unto the Lord that we cannot live like the world does. We need to sacrifice ourselves. For many of us, many lost will have to die. Many inordinate affections will have to go away. Many strange desires will have to go. Many habits of life that seem harmless but yet are harmful to our spiritual life, we have to go. See what the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 12 and 13. Romans 6, verse 12 and 13. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Verse 13. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but do what? Sacrifice yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Praise God. The works of the flesh might be sweet to your flesh, but when you offer yourself, if you will offer yourself as a sacrifice to God, it must die. It must go. Are we together? Amen. It must go. There are some things that might be sweet to your flesh, but it must die in order for you to be sacrificed to God. Are we together? Amen. There are certain lusts in the hearts of some of us that we must sacrifice so that we can go the extra mile with God. The sacrifice of our bodies, the sacrifice of ourselves. We are to be offered in righteousness to God. It might be sweet to the flesh. It might be sweet to the flesh. Pornography might be sweet to your flesh. But it has to go. Adultery might be sweet to your flesh, but it has to go. Now, I used to say that this is a generation where we Christians don't have standards anymore. It's easy for married people to flirt in this generation. Very easy. Before you marry, you think once you get married, lust is over. Or you will expect that when a married person should not... But in this generation, may God help us. But we are called to live above that. We are called to live above that. We must offer our bodies a sacrifice to him. One of the hymns in our songbook says, habit of life, though harmless they seem, must not my heart from him ever sever. Jesus is mine, there's nothing between. Praise the living God. God requires that we give ourselves unto him. Another sacrifice that God wants from us is the sacrifice of our time. Our time. Let me list them before we talk generally about everything. In Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, the Bible says that they that wait, Isaiah 40, 31, they that wait on the Lord, they that wait on the Lord. Waiting connotes that you are spending time. When you say you are waiting for something, you are spending time, you are waiting. Waiting involves that time is going. God wants us to spend time with him. But many believers, especially in Laodicea generation, can't sacrifice their time for God. God desires that we wait on him. That's one of the reasons that he said that the prayers of the righteous are his delight. He loves to hear our prayers. Our God is a God that wants to have fellowship with us. Praise the living God. Imagine a man and his wife that are married and there's no communion time, no fellowship time. They don't spend time together. Is that a marriage? Even if you are living in different parts of the world, thank God for communication. There's a time of the day where you do video call, chats, hear each other's voice to maintain what? Fellowship. And the marriage relationship is like the relationship between us and Christ. God requires our time. He wants fellowship. But many of us don't sacrifice our time for him. Praise God. Whenever we say we've been corrected in this church, let us share the grace. It's grace that I'm sharing now. But the benediction, as many Christian assemblies say, let us share the grace. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14. There's something I want to pick. Can we read it? 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. And what? And the what? Communion of the Holy Ghost. The word communion there, the Greek word is koinonia. It means fellowship. Fellowship. Communion, fellowship of the Holy Ghost. So your relationship with God is not healthy if you don't spend time with him. Praise the living God. Saints that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The Holy Ghost requires time. How much time do you give God? That means for some of us, the time for UEFA and Premier League. After this empowerment, we will turn it aside and be reading our Bible. The time for those Z-word, Telemundo, and which one? Why? It's the guilty people that are laughing. Some people don't even know what Telemundo is. So if you are laughing, it means you are, okay, you might be guilty. Let me not say you are guilty. The time for all that must be sacrificed for us to have what? Fellowship with God. If you are just a Christian, yes, God has saved you. You are no more in the world. But you don't sacrifice time for God. Then you are just a saint. You don't have an altar of sacrifice. There's a limit to God's manifestation you will experience. Whether you're a servant of God, whether God is using you mightily or not, God requires time. We must sacrifice time. And we must emphasize this in this generation because, especially we that live in urban centers like Lagos, where in traffic alone you can spend 3 hours. Then when you get home, you are almost useless. You just collapse and fall down. But it's our own, is the fight we must fight. In the days of Apostle Paul, in the days of the Red Horse Rider, they were killing them. But we, what is killing us is not just physical. Yes, in some part of the world, there's physical killing. What is killing us in this generation is spiritual. So we must fight for it. Where are those days? We have read stories of Christians where the pride of Christians was how they would spend hours with God studying, praying. Many of us even say we spend time with God, but whenever we come to pray, it's for material things. Father, do this. Father, do that. That's not fellowship. You need something. That's why you're coming. As a father, as a mother, if your children come to you only when they have need, that relationship is contractual. You'll not be okay. You must have proper fellowship with your children. Imagine Sister Biodun coming to me anytime she needs something. I will protest. You can't be coming to me only when you need something, Sister Biodun. It's the truth. When I get back home, I'm expecting, oh, welcome. Welcome, honey. Thank you. How did your day go? There must be fellowship. Not Papa Sydney, school fees. And that's how we are, many of us. Christians used to have what was called quiet time. Quiet time is no more practice. It's not even quiet again. Thanks to social media. People will be having quiet time nowadays and they'll be videoing it. It's no more quiet. It's public time. You go to camp. You let everybody know you're in camp. Praise the living God. Sacrifice of our time. It is necessary. It is part of the sacrifice that God wants. It is part of the sacrifice. We had It Is Finished program on Tuesday night. I was awake, but you know why I didn't join? I said, I've not read my Bible very well in a few days. I was awake all through. You people even finished before I went to sleep. But I said, no. No, be every time, Father, do this one for me, do this one for me. I opened my Bible and I was reading. And when I stood up, I felt that I've received life. Sacrifice of our time. There are times that you put aside your need. I'm asking God for this. If that's all that is bringing you, there's something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. It shouldn't be. He wants time, because without time, there will be no fellowship. Sacrifice of our time. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sacrifice, number three, sacrifice of our substances. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. Hebrews 13, 16. Sacrifice of our substance. But to do good and to communicate. Communicate there is to share. That's King James English. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. Why? For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Benevolence, to do good and to communicate. He said, well, forget not. It is a sacrifice. I have come to realize that people don't give because they are rich. People give because they are generous. So whenever anybody does anything for you, don't think it's because he has plenty. It's only because he's generous. Because the Bible says it is a sacrifice to do good, to communicate, to share. God is looking for saints that will take up such sacrifices, that will be covenanted unto him by such sacrifices. Part of the Christian life is what? Sharing. Part of the Christian, no matter how much you earn. You know, it's an hard saying, but the people that should be concerned about giving the most are the poor. It's an hard saying. I had given some times ago in this church. I had given, and I didn't have money to go back home. I would look for somebody to go with. I have given for Bright TV. Bright TV support started in 2011. I had given for Bright TV support, and before the end of the month, my bank account is empty. I'm waiting for month end. Well, I'm not yet going to that area. Sacrifice of giving. This is not even giving unto God. We are not even talking about offerings here. We are talking about, let's read that scripture again. Hebrews 13 verse 16. You're a child of God, though, but he's looking for saints that will make a covenant with him by such sacrifices. See, he says, to do good and to share, forget not. It is sacrificial, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. That means it is the duty of a Christian that every month there must be a less privileged person that something comes out from you to. It's not a big deal. So I'm not saying do anything and come and start boasting that you're a giver. If you're a giver, what is a grace that God gave you? Apostle Paul said we should excel in such grace. And that you are giving in millions and I'm giving in hundreds doesn't mean you're a better giver. It's the value that matters, not the size. It's the value. Praise the Lord. Sacrifice of sharing with others. But Brother Lumine, it is I never even chop a level. You say, make I share. Let me show you a scripture. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9. We are not talking of seed. It's not seed. Look at this scripture. Look at this scripture. He that hath a bountiful eye. You know what bountiful is? Somebody that gives, that shares. A generous person shall be blessed. For he giveth of his excess to the poor. So Ole Daddy is a contender for Bible here. Praise God. Ole Daddy is saying no. You people did not hear what I said. I read the scripture upside down. But you did not react. Now that means you swallowed it. Ole Daddy said no. Let me read it again. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his excess to the poor. Some people are still not understanding what is going on. It's like we have to get Pidgin translation. There's Pidgin Bible now. We'll get Pidgin translation so that when we jam English, we'll add Pidgin. If one will enter, another one will enter. At one certain time, when I came across Yoruba Bible, I read English, I read Yoruba, my head will spin. I say, this thing is so simple, it's making it make sense. So sometimes it's good to read your language. Let's read it again. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his. You don't know why the Bible used the word bread. He's giving from what he will eat, his own sustenance. It is sacrifice. He's not giving from the abundance he has. He's giving from his bread, his own sustenance. So it can only be sacrificial. If I'm a billionaire and I come and say, oh, how much do you need in your church? Take a check of 1 billionaire. To a billionaire is nothing. To a billionaire is nothing. Although many have won't even give. So if somebody should even give such, we'll say thank God. But what I'm saying is, this scripture is more to the people that are not living in abundance. Learn to share. With such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Pastor Gabriel was talking the other day. He said, a sister will only call when the food is getting spoiled. She will be keeping everything. It's when the food is, that particular thing is getting spoiled, she will start calling people and say, you go take this thing. Praise the Lord. So sharing is a sacrifice that pleases God. Everybody has something to share. What? Your bread. Your sustenance. So don't stop this prayer of, Father, when you bless me, I will be doing this for the poor, I'll be doing this for the widow. Start from where you are. God is more interested in what you are doing, not what you will do. Which one is, Father, when you bless me, Father, just make me a millionaire. I will be taking care of widows and orphans. It might be just one small orphan that you are trying your best. Maybe it's only sweets and biscuits you are buying for that orphan every month. With such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Sacrifice of what? Substance. We are talking about empowerment so that we will enter into 2024 with, I know the degree, spirit. This year, I must be fruitful. Praise the living God. So we Christians, we must go the extra mile. Let's make sacrifices. It pleases God. Are we together, church? Amen. If you read the whole 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, Apostle Paul spent 2 chapters in the New Testament talking about giving, giving, giving. The fact that giving is not emphasized in bride assembly doesn't mean it's not scriptural. Apostle Paul spent, I say New Testament. So all these holier than thou people, that anytime you talk about giving in the church, they'll think you're a thief. Thank God in this church, everybody practices what they preach. We preach experience, not theology, not textbook. Praise God. Amen. Praise the living God. Amen. 2 chapters of the New Testament talking about giving. So it is a part of the Christian life. He said, I wish that you prosper and be in health as thy soul prospers. So if the Lord wishes for us to prosper, he must give us ways for us to prosper. He must give us the formula to our prosperity. Amen. Sacrifices, with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Share your substances. God is well pleased. Sometimes, husband and wife will have to fight because of it. Because especially we, the women, they like to keep many things in the house. Every woman likes her kitchen to be full. Kitchen and wardrobe. Kitchen, wardrobe, and fridge. And freezer, it must be full and loaded. A brother and his wife were in my office last week. The brother was talking about how he gave God a car. But it caused a serious problem in his house. But he said he could not tell his wife before he did it. He gave it as a thanksgiving offering several years back. He said because if he had told her, she would have stood against it. She would not understand. The brother drove that car from here, a very good car, to the east. There was no problem. He came back. When he now came back to Lagos, he went to Ladipo, I think, to fix something. Several ministers know the testimony. He's a prominent brother in the church. Then when he got there, he parked the car for another church member, a brother at Ladipo. Is it the steering rack or something? There was something that was removed. For that one to enter and move the car and repark, he discovered that the steering was not moving. You know the testimony, sir. It didn't just happen. It had happened that way. He said when the brother called him because he went to the ATM, he said something just held his hand and instantly a vision broke forth. He saw blood and he heard a voice that said, this is how I held you. So there was death in front of him. The plan of the enemy was to kill him with that car. Because someone was asking, how did you drive this car here? And when they will lose everything, it's not something that just happened. It's something that has happened for a long time. So you have been driving this car supernaturally. So you saw what the brother did. He brought the car and offered it. He offered it to the church, to the Lord. But husband and wife fought. But what are we bringing out? Sacrifice. And he says, see the new car that God blessed him with later. But whether God blessed him or not, we are saying sacrifice. I'm not even talking about sacrifice of offerings. I'm still talking of sharing. Christians, don't wait till you are in abundance before you share. Don't wait till you are in abundance before you share. Share what you have. Share what you have. Praise the living God. Sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise. Another sacrifice that God requires. Psalm 116 verse 17. Psalm 116 verse 17. Sacrifice of thanksgiving and sacrifice of praise. Many people don't know how to thank God appropriately. And we offer to do what? The sacrifice of. This is why we've been taught here that don't thank God empty-handed. Thanksgiving requires sacrifice. Proper thanksgiving requires sacrifice. When Jesus healed those lepers, he said, go and offer for yourself the things that Moses said for a cleansing. He was also teaching them, go and thank God. Praise the Lord. You don't need to be told that when this program is ending, you should be thinking of a thanksgiving offering to God. You don't need to be told. Except you are saying you did not benefit from this program. Sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise. Thanksgiving is a sacrifice. You remember the offering of Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 4. Solomon's offering was not seed faith. 1 Kings 3, 4. Solomon's offering was not offering of, Father, I will give you this so that you do this for me. He had just been made king. And the king went to Gibeon to do what? To sacrifice there. For that was the great high place. 1,000 what? It was a sacrifice of thanksgiving. You have made me king. Father, I have come to appreciate you. You got a promotion. Did you thank God? You got a new job. Did you thank God? I got a new car. Because I'm a preacher, let me say it. I gave an offering of thanksgiving between me and God. My wife doesn't even know. I don't know if I told her. How will I say, Father, dedicate my car. Bless my car for me. And I'll not thank him first. Daddy said he saw the alert. Sacrifice of thanksgiving. Praise the living God. Sacrifice of praise. Sacrifice of thanksgiving. Hebrews 13:15. About praise. Hebrews 13:15. This year we must be sent that have covenanted ourselves by sacrifice. See what the Bible says. By him, therefore, let us offer what? The sacrifice of praise to God continually. Somebody tell your neighbor, praise God continually. Praise God. What is this sacrifice of praise? That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Thank God for a church like this where we spend time praising God. But why will he say sacrifice of praise? Sacrifice of praise is easy when everything is going rosy. It's easy when everything is going rosy and smooth. But sacrifice of praise becomes almost impossible when there's a shaking. When the difficulty comes, instead of us to murmur or ask God, God, why? Why not give him praise? Why not extol his attributes? The Bible says you should not despise the days of little beginning. One certain time, several years back, I came to church with my last card, Pastor Gabe. I was trekking from Ijesha, it's a vigil, to the church. And I was happy. My joy was, thank God I was able to come for the vigil. And a song came out in my spirit. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. I sang that song and entered the church. I think I had 10 naira left. You know, our offering envelope is very good. It hides shame. No, it doesn't hide shame. So if you are giving 10 naira, it's not shameful. I take that statement back. It doesn't hide shame. But it gives privacy. It gives privacy. It was Pastor Zoe that was at the altar that evening. He walked up to me, brought out 1,000 naira first. He said, the Lord, he didn't say it openly, prayer was going. He said, the Lord said I should give you this. I collected it. I said, I have my transport back. Firstly. There are things that we can't say. Don't. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Why am I bringing this out? I'm talking of praising God even when it's difficult. Sacrifice of what? Praise. So instead of murmuring, complaining, and grumbling that God has forgotten you and forsaken you, begin with acknowledging him. What did Job do? What did Job do when he got an evil report? The Bible said he bowed and worshipped God. Okay, but it's paining me. Okay, before you complain, praise. I didn't say you should not complain. You have flesh and blood. But before you complain, let this principle guide you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 107 verse 22. Whenever you praise God, whenever you offer the sacrifice of praise, you are letting go of worry, anxiety, and fear. Praise God. Psalm 107 verse 22. So part of the sacrifices we should not forget this year is the sacrifices of thanksgiving and praise. Psalm 107 verse 22. And let them sacrifice the sacrifice of what? Thanksgiving. And declare his works with rejoicing. So this year, when God does anything for you, offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Let's be fast. Fifth sacrifice is the sacrifice of offerings. And that's the last one I'll take. If there's any other one, Daddy will come and add. Sacrifice of offerings. Of course, offerings don't have to be money or material things, but they could include that. God is moved by those who give sacrificially to his work, to him. The first one of sharing, I'm talking of man to man, you helping the needy around you. But there's also the sacrifice of giving unto God, which many people overlook. Many people jump over it. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, one of the things that made God to establish an everlasting covenant with David was that God saw his heart. David was a man that gave sacrificially to the Lord. See David sitting in his own house. He was so moved. He wanted to give to God. He said, how can I be here and see where the ark of God is? I will build this for God. He was still considering it, saying it. God's head was scattered. You mean a man is ready to do this for me? It brought such a covenant that God told him, even if your children sin against me, they will not stop being my sons. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. Sacrifice of offerings. At At one certain time, God told David, go and buy that threshing floor and offer sacrifice for me. David went to that man, the Jebusite, and said, give me this. The man said, my lord, the king, take everything. David said, God forbid. I will never give to the Lord that which cost me nothing. I want to be like David. I want to be like Solomon. I want to be like Abraham. Be careful, Lord. Praise the living God. Sacrifice of offerings. Mark chapter 12. Let's be fast. Mark 12 verse 41. There's a reason. Why is this story in the Bible? Why is this particular story in the Bible? Jesus sat over against the treasury. He stood at the altar. And they were singing, oh yes, in the presence of the Lord. And he beheld how the people cast money. How the people brought money to the altar. The ministers were praying on Wednesday night. Oragodili said one day was in the congregation. He saw a very big man. That the last guy in his house is over 10 million naira. That the man was there to bring out offering. It's 500 naira he brought out. Praise God. Let's read. He sat over the treasure. Many that were rich cast in much. Now see something. Verse 42, please. And there came a certain poor widow. And she threw in 2 mites. She threw in 20 naira, which make a fatten. And he called unto him his disciples and said unto them, the first thing, Jesus did not stop her. Widow, this is all you have now. Said, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. Next verse. For they all did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Brethren, God is moved. You see something? What that widow gave was sacrificial. That was what caught the attention of Jesus. That was the smallest offering in the altar that day, but it was the most sacrificial. Praise God. It was the smallest, but it was the most sacrificial. So who tells you that God is not moved by sacrifice? Part of the offering, sacrifice of offerings that God requires is the offerings of voluntary service. We say it in this church, but many people still don't get it. Many of us think that God is using us. But the funny thing is, when we were in the denomination, many of us know that this is not how we served God. How is it that when you now came to bride assembly, one kind of pride now came upon you? When you are in the denomination, you found it a great privilege. If you are to be cleaning the pastor's shoe, you found it a great privilege. But now because they've told you, you to a son of God, you're a daughter of God, don't let anybody lord over you, then you feel, I can do any how I like in the house of God. Many of us miss it. The services we offer in the house of God are part of offerings. They are sacrificial offerings. The most painful one that we have spoken against at the altar is people that can offer their professional service and will still be adding workmanship, labor, still be collecting charge from the church. And later you say, this is your church. You believe in the God in this place. But you cannot, what you do, we are going to give you the materials you need just for you to make our time and do something for the house of your God. Brother and sister, then you are dealing with your brothers and sisters. To you, it is breakthrough. God has answered your prayer and brought a contract. God is not pleased with such. It is sacrificial when you know that, there's a need in the house of God and I can offer this need. I will put aside 2 days. This is where the sacrifice comes in. Yes, I might not have time to do some other jobs. Contract or customers might even come those 2 days. But I am attending to a need in the house of my father. That's the sacrifice. Making our time to come and clean the house of God. Some of us, me, clean, sanitation, you know. It's in bride assembly that people look down on sanitation. Sanitation, cleaner. Sanitation. It's in bride assembly, I've seen it. Where in other churches, people will pack their big jeeps and they are so happy that, at least God will see me as humble. I'm coming to clean his house. But yeah, person will not even get jeep. Wait till be jeep. Person will not get keke. Praise God. Sacrifice of offerings. God is moved by it. Don't wait till the pastor asks you bring. And you don't do it to be seen. You don't do it to collect star. Yes, I'm the financial pillar of the church, the number one of the church. You see me? I sponsor Bread Assembly. That's not it. It is between you and God, but it is sacrificial. Praise the living God. This goes down even to what we call our service offering. Somebody might need to change his offering this year. You might need to change your offering this year. A brother was giving me a testimony on Monday night in a prayer group meeting. He said this early this year, the Lord told him to change his offering. He said now in the market, he's not here tonight, he deals on cotton in Oshodi. He said now in the market, now they give people job. And this brother, every Saturday is his covenant day for evangelism. Every Saturday is his evangelism covenant day. Jobs will pile up. He said, people in his line, unbelievers will come and ask him any job. Now they give job now. Praise the living God. Sacrifice of offerings. Brethren, let us wake up. Let's not just live by mercy drops. Let us plunge into the realm of showers. Let us plunge into the realm of showers. Let us enter a covenant with God by sacrifice. It is not yet a sacrifice when it's not costly to you. You must know that you are doing something dearly. That is what we mean by sacrifice. Praise the living God. The cross is a symbol of sacrifice. Sacrifices most times are painful to the flesh. But we must suffer the flesh for a greater goal. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1 says what? He said we should suffer the flesh. Let's read that scripture. I have just one more scripture on clue. For as much then as Christ has done what? Christ did what? He suffered for us in the flesh. He said, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. That's what I said earlier. Your flesh might want something, but you have to sacrifice it for God. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. The sacrifices will suffer the flesh. But it is what we need. And finally, Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. What does it say? It says what? Be not deceived. Can we read it together? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Let's be on our feet and offer some prayers. Father, make me sacrificial. Oh, I wanted the musicians to sing a song. Please sit down. Let's just, as the song is going on, meditate and be offering a prayer to the Lord. More than a song. IT, can you give us the lyrics? IT, let's have the lyrics of the song. I have more than a song. I am the sacrifice. Sacrifice. sacrifice of our lives, of our whole self. You are the sacrifice that God needs. I have more than a son.
Today I brought myself. I am the sacrifice. I have more than a song. Today,
somebody bow your heads. Bow your heads and talk to the Lord. Bow down your heads and ask the Lord to help you to live a sacrificial life.
Receive.
Father, help me to be sacrificial. Help me to be sacrificial, Lord.
Line by line. Let's go to the cross. Where we see the first sacrifice. The first sacrifice. Line by line as we listen to that song. Sit down and begin to meditate on the need. Oh yes, to live a sacrificial life. Very, very reverently.
This living sacrifice. I am your worship. I am your sacrifice. I am your worship. I am your sacrifice.
Is that someone's testimony to say?
Leave me at the altar.